Hey, did you sleep in on
Thursday?
Well, don't worry, because here's the Jimmy and Nath catch up.
Hello, catch up, bros.
Oh, look who's back.
Oh,
Nath is
that's
back.
Right. I wasn't here yesterday.
Yeah.
Well, I was here, but I just wasn't here for this little bit.
Yeah, you went out, you had a big lunch.
Have a big lunch.
What were you doing?
What was I doing?
I don't know. You weren't here.
So I had bathroom?
To get. It's funny because I was like, this is my moment.
Yeah.
And you were gone. I thought, this is it. This is where I take over. It's now the Jimmy Show.
Everything you've always wanted.
Yeah, everything I always wanted. And I say that. I mean, you haven't heard it yet. You should go back and listen.
Nah, I don't. You know, I'm not going to do that.
And I said, I was like, this is it. This is my moment. I've made it. This is the Jimmy Show. And then I quickly realized how important you are. Because A, I don't know how to turn the mics on. Can't record anything.
See the little red flashing light above your mic?
Yeah.
If that's on, means you're talking.
Yeah, I know that. That's what it means. I don't know how to get it to turn on.
That's why you're in here for 9 hours.
So I had to get producer Mason in. Yeah. And then I ended up getting him to do a Nath impression.
Oh, okay.
So I do recommend taking the time to go listen.
And how did he go? Can I guess?
Yeah.
Crap.
Yeah. On the podcast, I actually say he's amazing. I'm like,
you got to big him up, mate. Yeah, he's helping you out.
Because the other thing was, I was worried, you know, you're skydiving on Friday.
Yes.
I was worried you might, you know, yeah, that might be it.
Well, I mean, it hasn't happened yet. It still could happen.
And on this podcast, I give you a eulogy.
Yeah.
You know, just in case you don't make it. Mm. But that's why I was just testing producer Mason to see if he could be Nath. In case the worst was to happen.
Just to fill in, you know what I mean?
Well, not fill in. I mean, if you're dead, you're dead, mate. It'd be a permanent gig. It wouldn't be a fill in.
Why don't you just cut up some of the last shows I've done and then you could have like a little sound effect bar.
Yeah,
and you
that's
can play
bad.
Off my voice.
Well, can you give me a laugh? Give me a, that's great, Jim.
That's great, Jim.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
And a hello and a goodbye.
Hello. Goodbye.
That's
wow, the Jimmy Show.
No, Jimmy and Nath.
Oh, I'm still there.
I've got everything I need though.
I say hello at the start and goodbye at the end.
Hey Nath, also in this little podcast, we have a bit of a song off. I've written a new song for Easter.
Yeah.
And every end of the week you do a magic song.
Yeah.
I don't want to say whose song's better.
I mean, it's pretty obvious the magic song. It's got more history behind it, mate. Your Easter song is a one off.
I've got a guitar, it's live music. There's a lot more pressure. You're sitting in a studio.
Mate,
pina colada, feed her up.
Pina colada.
You're the Mariah Carey of radio hosts. Enjoy the show.
Nath, tomorrow, Friday, you are going to be jumping out of an aeroplane.
10,000 metres in the air, strapped to a stranger. Hopefully he pulls the cord.
Yeah, you're going skydiving. Now, I've got my fingers crossed for you, mate. I'm hoping nothing goes wrong.
I mean, so do I.
Yeah. But I just want to prepare for the worst. You know what I mean? Like, just in case the worst was to happen and you were to, you know...
Okay, yep.
So
it makes me feel good.
But, I thought I could turn it into a positive. What I'd do is I'd write your eulogy, because I figured if anything was ever bad happened to you, I'd be the one to probably write and speak at your funeral.
I wouldn't have a say, would I? So you could just... I'm talking!
Well, yeah, and everyone says, I wonder what would be said at my funeral. Mm. Everyone has that thought. So I thought as a treat, I can show you what would be said at your funeral.
Oh, so now I'll know.
Now you know.
Yeah, that's nice.
So what we'll do is, we've got some music organised. I'm going to read your eulogy.
Mm-hmm.
I'd appreciate if you turn your mic off so there's no commentary from you. So we can replicate.
Well, that'd be weird if I had commentary. Yeah,
but then afterwards, we can chat to you and you can give me your thoughts.
Okay.
If you've got some feedback.
All right.
Okay, so we'll...
My mic's going off now.
Whenever you're ready. Dear everyone... gathered here today. Oh, wow. It's not many people. Thought there'd be a bigger turnout. That's right. We'll push through. Just checking. Nice dad. No one else is coming? You sure? There's not many people here. I can count them. It's like, five. No, it's fine. Okay, I'll push through. We can give away some free stuff. No, okay, sweet. I'll push through. Look, I just wanted to say goodbye to my best friend and radio co-host. He might not have been a former contestant on My Kitchen Rules, or Big Brother, or MasterChef, or Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, or Australian Idol, or The Bachelor, or The Bachelorette, or The Bachelor in Paradise. Jeez, how many bachelors are they making? Am I right, guys? Anyway, Nath, he didn't win these shows, but he did win my heart. Oh, thanks for coming and crying, producer Mason. I really appreciate you for coming. It's just, I know it's emotional. It's okay. Producer Mason?
Yeah?
Here's that.
$50.
Yeah, thanks for coming. Do you want me to order that Uber now?
Yeah, well, I've got to get out of here.
Yeah, okay, you
I only told you 10 minutes. That's
yeah, that's
here
fine.
For.
That's just exactly what we needed. Awesome. Thanks, mate. Just go. Mate. You're right, yeah. Look, I can't believe it was the skydiving accident that killed your buddy. I thought it was going to be the obesity. I mean, just a reminder, the official hashtag for today's event is hashtag RIP120. Hashtag RIP120. Yeah, the big fella. We're probably going to need a few more people for the casket. So if anyone in the crowd could just text a friend to bring them in, that would be greatly appreciated. Now, people might be blaming me for this incident. This accident. And look, I did book the skydiving for Nath, but I'm not made of money and the parachute was extra. So, you know, I love you. See you later, buddy.
I don't know why, but I'm welling up and I'm still alive.
I don't know what you said. I said Jimmy got headphones on his head, so Nath can tell a story instead. I don't know what you said.
Yeah, I've got a story to tell Jimmy. He'll be listening to his music in his iPod headphones. He's got to try and figure out the story through the art of lip reading. Jim, you've got your headphones in. What song? What song are you listening to, buddy?
Doubt in my mind. Oh. Ready? I'm in love. Ooh.
Okay, yes.
I'm a believer.
Dial it
Shrek
down.
Shrek soundtrack.
Yeah, I got
great
that.
Great movie.
Dial it down. Okay.
Just want to shout out to the boys, Harvey Norman. Go get yourself a pair of Apple AirPods. They're great. Yep. You're going to love them.
Certainly shouted that out, didn't you? Okay. You ready to go?
Why are you giving me a thumbs up, mate? Tell the story. Okay. We've only got so much time.
A ring-bearing owl has caused havoc at a UK wedding.
A ring-bearing cow?
Owl.
Now, owl. I'm telling you now. When do you want me to tell you later? Ring. Can you give me the second bit?
Has caused havoc at a UK wedding.
Caused havoc in a...
UK wedding.
A what?
A UK wedding. A wedding in the UK.
I honestly can't tell what you're saying.
Upon delivering the ring, the owl freaked out and attacked the groomsman.
Tackle them?
Attacked the groomsman.
Tackle in Brisbane?
Attacked the groomsman, the owl did, after it was delivering the ring.
The ring?
Yeah,
something in the ring.
No.
Forgot the ring.
No, an owl attacked the groomsman.
Owl.
Yeah, attacked the groomsman.
Attack the postman.
Okay. The rings were retrieved and the couple happily wed.
The couple are happily ever after.
Nope. Close. The rings were retrieved.
The wrist bearer.
The rings were retrieved. They got the
killed.
Rings.
Killed. Dead.
No one's dead.
Why are you doing a karate chop? That really confused me.
And the couple were happily wed.
The couple were happily ever after.
The wed. Yeah, all right. That's close enough. All right. Okay. Take your headphones out. Take your headphones out.
Not a trick.
They're out now.
You know what's a great soundtrack? The Shrek soundtrack. Sorry,
Jim. Piece together that story for me.
Okay, this is Nath. This might be the hardest. I could barely see anything.
It's because you had your AirPods up so loud.
Yeah,
I could hear it through the mic.
I like a challenge. Okay, just bear with me. I'm really going to try and piece this together. There was a ring bearing cow over in the UK. Then you started talking about rugby league in Brisbane. There was a tackle in Brisbane. I think you just give me some
stats.
You paused the story to give me a sport update.
It was an update, yeah.
All right, we're pausing the story now to go live to sports.
Open Fox Sports on my phone. Yep. Yeah, sorry.
And you told me about that, the tackle in Brisbane. Jeez, it was good. And then an owl caught a ring. An owl had the ring, but then it was returned to the couple because it was their ring. So the cow had the ring, then the owl stole the ring from the cow, but the couple got it back, they got married, lived happily ever after.
Okay, you know what? I mean, you're wrong, but you did okay.
Am I close?
You did okay.
Okay.
There was an owl and there was a wedding. So basically,
hey!
An owl was delivering the wedding ring.
Yep.
It attacked the groomsman. There was a bit of an issue, but they lived happily ever after and they actually got married. So there was no cow in rugby league. I don't know where you got that from, but the bare bones were there, buddy.
I mean, I got it from your mouth.
Jimmy and Nath. Magic. That was magic. You found it. They didn't make it.
Yeah, Jim, not all the stories we want to bring to the Jimmy and Nath show make the Jimmy and Nath show. So what we do is we try and summarise those we missed in a little bit of magic for everybody.
Mate, you keep saying we, but it's mainly you, mate.
You play a big role. You know, you tell the stories, I bring the magic.
You didn't have the story, you wouldn't have the puns.
Yeah.
Hey, look, excuse me, I burped.
Oh, great, magic, yeah.
Hey, Three stories we missed this week. First up, a python in Queensland, a python, a snake, has had to undergo surgery after it swallowed an entire slipper.
Yeah, I don't know why it went for a slipper. It should have gone for a python. I know a woman, actually, Jim, that does surgeries like this really, really cheap. You just need to slip her a 20. A woman was coerced into rescuing the snake by a lady called Anna. Now, this woman didn't want to do it, and she said that she was actually forced to do it. In fact, Anna conned her into doing it.
Like, yeah, the other two are better.
Like a snake.
Yeah, I got it.
Anaconda?
There's a lot of thinking required.
Yeah, well, I mean, you don't want to give it to him too, is he?
No, I mean, I'm nearly out of here, mate. It's easy, we're good. I've got time to think. A museum in Wales has become famous after becoming the first museum for Heinz baked beans. It even has furniture fashioned from the old cans.
Yeah, beans there, done that. Sorry, I didn't have any canned laughter.
That's a niche one. You've got to know what canned laughter is.
Canned laughter is...
Studio audience laughter. They call it canned laughter.
All the people who got that would have loved it. Everyone else? Here's another one for you. You know what you actually do when someone's choking on beans?
No, I'm not sure.
The Heinz liquid maneuver.
Well done. You redeem yourself. And finally, a man in Hawaii was rescued after being stuck between two walls for 3 hours when he tried to chase a baseball.
Yeah, Jim, the poor bloke was so bored being stuck for so long that he actually wrote a little song. Now, I've managed to get him to record it for me. And here it is, my friend.
It's been a long day, stuck between concrete. I should be careful. Running through the yard, that bloody baseball. I don't even like it, now I'm stuck here, breaking my heart. Help me get free from this warning. Help me get free.
Hope you get freed, buddy.
I couldn't figure out what you were saying. Wall I'm in.
Wall I'm in. Well, he's going to say it really quick. It sounds like four.
I was like, Wallerman? What are you? I thought he was stuck between two walls. Wallerman. Oh, wall I am in. I get it, though, because it's Tom Petty's Free Falling. Wall I'm in. Falling. Yeah, well done. Magic.
Jim, yesterday we finally put Listener Karen on our billboard, and to do it, I needed to go up in a cherry picker. She's my
Picker.
And the lovely...
Sorry, I'm a bit unimpressed, Nath, because you got to go up in the cherry picker yesterday.
Well, Danny from Lifters High picked me, mate. It wasn't me. It was a bystander.
It was rigged. I mean, you had his number. I'm assuming there was some sort of texting going on between you and Danny.
Yeah, I said I'd borrow it. I said I'd hire a cherry picker from him every day for the rest of the year.
You slipped him a 50. Hey, here's your pineapple.
Jim, here is the moment that I went up in the cherry picker to place Karen on our billboard.
Here we go.
We're off.
This is the moment. This is it. I feel like these are the moments just before you jump out of an aeroplane. It's like skydiving. Wow. I can see the whole of Hobart. Look at this.
Jimmy! Hey! Can you see me? Am I near the billboard?
Mate, what are you doing?
Isn't this what we're doing?
Yeah, the billboard's here.
Oh!
Yeah, you've gone way too high.
We overshot it.
Yeah, buy it just a tad.
I just thought I'd show off.
No, you're going to need to come down.
I can't hear. I look like a clown?
You're going to need to calm down.
Why do I frown?
Calm down.
I'll come down.
Yeah, we're in the billboard. Okay. I'm closer to the billboard than you are. We might just leave you up there with Karen. More people can see it.
So we overshot it.
Well, look, I'm going to explain some things. First of all, we didn't overshoot it. You overshot it. The billboard is probably, when we got out there, I didn't realise it wasn't as tall as I thought it was. It was probably about, what, 2 metres off the ground?
Well, you're saying we didn't need the cherry picker.
Well, no, I'm saying
after we went through all the effort.
No, we needed the cherry picker, but it was a 15-metre cherry picker. Mm. For some reason, you felt the need to go 15 metres into the air.
I just wanted to test it out.
When I said you overshot it by a bit, you overshot it by quite a large margin.
Well, to be fair, I wasn't the one controlling the cherry picker.
Yeah, but you asked him to go up to 15 metres. You were like, hey, man, can we really test this
Jim,
thing out?
When you go in a hot lap, okay, in a fast car, you don't want him to just be going 50 around the lap, all right?
Don't
you want to give it to everything.
Don't
you know
talk
what I mean?
To me like you're some sort of cherry picker professional.
I am now.
My favourite thing about this was we chatted the boss, Sweet Chili Philly, and Bree from our fun and games department, and they said, oh, yeah, it'll take like 20 minutes max. No. We were out there for an hour.
Yeah, I had a few guys going up and down.
Yeah. And then you were like, all right, we got to go down and up again. I was like, why? And you're like, well, just in case we missed it. I was like, missed what? The billboard is the size of a billboard. It's clearly there. Why are you going up and down 15 metres?
Look, we do have to thank Danny from Lifters High. He did us a big favour. No, we did waste his time.
You keep saying we. I mean, mainly did you a favour.
You're out there.
I've done what I've always done, walked on the ground. I do that in my everyday life. I don't need to thank Danny from Lifters Hire for going, oh, Danny, thanks for letting me stand on the ground next to your cherry picker. No, look, he did give us a cherry picker. We do really appreciate it.
And
I jest.
And look, when it comes down to it, we eventually got there and Karen is on our billboard. We did get her onto our billboard and I think we should chat to her next, Jim, just to see how her life has changed in the last 24 hours.
Yeah, well, yeah, you put it up there, Nath, with a lot of blue tack. It's just an A3 piece of paper. Mm. We didn't want to go the A4. That was a bit
And we didn't want to spring for lamination either.
Didn't want to get a piece of cardboard. We printed out A3, put out a lot of blue tack. But yeah, Nath, I think we do need to give Karen has a ring and see how her life has changed.
All right, we'll chat to her next and see what our billboard has done to her life. It is Jimmy Nath on Hobart's Hit 100.9. Jim, for the last couple of weeks, we've been doing this.
Do you want to be on a billboard?
Oh, my God, that's awesome.
And yesterday, we put somebody on our billboard, and it was the lovely Karen. We got a cherry picker. We went up.
We've been over this.
You went up.
No, I stayed on the ground. Look, I don't want to go back into it, but you went up in the cherry picker.
Here is the moment that Karen was put on our billboard. All right, okay. Are we ready for the moment?
This is it, ladies and gentlemen. Nate's about to put our lucky listener, Karen,
onto the
billboard.
Karen is going on the billboard.
This is it.
Here she goes.
This is huge. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. I'm not sure if we need the cherry picker. I could probably reach the side myself. It's happening.
Oh, Karen, you look great. Look at that.
Wow.
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 And a kiss for good luck.
Don't kiss Karen.
No, I was kissing you.
Okay. You're only allowed to kiss my billboard. You can't kiss anything else.
There we go. Karen is now on our billboard. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm in the way so you can't see her, but eventually you will see Karen. Can I get a cheer? Woo! There you go. So she's up. And I think, Jim, it's been 24 hours now. Let's check in with Karen. We've got her on the phone just to see how her life has changed. Karen, welcome to the show. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Oh, no, you are a superstar. We are fantastic. Karen, how has your life changed?
Look, I've been receiving lots of text messages. I've got a few more Instagram followers. And I've actually got another photo shoot with Andrew Z Photography.
Oh, hey, no way!
Your life has really changed, Karen. Have you been out to the billboard to see your face up there?
I haven't as yet. I'm hopefully heading out this afternoon, though.
No, that's good. That's good. You know, she's modest. Mm-hmm. She knows her face is up on the billboard, Nath. But Kaz, she's going to take her time to go out there. Well, she's going to let everyone else enjoy it first.
I'm just saying, we stuck it up there with blue tack, so hopefully it's still there.
Yeah, maybe let's not shine a light on that fact. Yeah, Karen, so talk to us. What's been the best part of having your face on a billboard?
Just a C-grade celebrity status, I suppose.
I'd say B. I reckon B-grade. Give yourself some credit.
No, Jimmy's the B grade and Jimmy's the A grade, so, you know.
I was going to say you're a H grade celebrity. You're a Hobart celebrity. There you go.
I was going to say, as long as you don't say, not like the ho bunny, like the ho celebrity, that's fine.
No, wouldn't have said ho celebrity. Karen, what are you going to do with your newfound fame over the Easter long weekend? You're going to get out and about, you're going to sign some autographs?
I reckon I'll go out, do a bit of camping, and I'll flash the billboard photo around as well.
I'm on the billboard, guys. I'm on the billboard.
Yeah, she's gone camping far away from everyone, but she's still taking a photo.
Well, Karen, congratulations. You are a celebrity. Let's hope that that picture stays up there for as long as possible, because I think when people see you, they may be more inclined to listen to us.
I don't think so.
Karen, well, what we'll do is we'll touch base with you on Tuesday. We'll see how you've gone over the weekend being on the billboard, and Nathan and I will also check in maybe Monday just to see if it's still up.
No dramas at all.
Thanks, Karen.
Thanks, bye.
Yes, the Easter long weekend. We're out of here Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. We'll be back in live on Tuesday morning. Now, Nathan, we've been speaking about this all week. Mm. Tomorrow, you're going skydiving.
Yeah, jumping out of a plane 10,000 feet in the air.
Just thinking, this is just a suggestion for you.
Yes.
It's Easter, obviously. It's a long weekend. You'd love a photo. And I'm assuming they take photos of you when you're...
There's an issue with that because they do take photos. There's GoPros and stuff, but I think they're like $300 a pop.
Oh, so you've got to pay for them.
Because you can't buy individual ones. You've got to buy the package. So you've got to buy like the movie and that kind of stuff with it.
Because, I mean, you love a pun and you love a photo. And I don't want to, you know, put words in your mouth and say what you should do.
But you're going to.
But, I mean, I'll give you a suggestion.
All right, go
You can shoot it down.
Go ahead.
Because it's Easter, you love a photo.
Can you also not say shoot it down when I'm jumping out of a plane? Just be sensitive.
Bang.
Be sensitive.
Oh, I haven't told you what I'm doing on Friday. I'm practicing my clay target shooting. Oh, look, nice. Parachuting the same.
There's a clay knife.
Same area. So what I was thinking was you could sneak a chocolate egg onto the plane with you, just a little one, and then you pop it in your mouth as you're just about to jump out of the plane. And so as you're falling, you open your mouth and you've got the chocolate egg in your mouth.
Yeah.
And so you're smiling with the egg in your mouth, giving two thumbs up.
Yeah,
so it's
nice.
It's an Easter photo with, what is it, skydiving?
It's themed.
Themed.
Yeah.
And your caption was, how was skydiving? Excellent.
Oh, really good. Yes. Pursuant to the fact that I land.
Okay.
And don't choke on the egg.
And you can find $300 to buy a photo. Also chocolate, Nate, chocolate. I've been thinking a lot about chocolate. I've been thinking a lot about Easter, okay? This is a big thing. So, you've been getting ready for your skydiving. That's what you've been preparing yourself for all week. Mm. What I've been preparing myself for is an Easter song, because I feel like Easter is underappreciated. There's plenty of Christmas songs.
Some would say too many.
Too many Christmas songs.
I mean, Michael Bublé, how many Christmas albums do you need to do, bro?
Yeah, surely one's enough.
Like, stop.
Yeah, we're not listening to it all year long, Michael. We listen to it once a year,
and that's it.
You know what? He could be tricking us. He could be releasing the same album every year. I wouldn't even know.
Oh, we wouldn't know because there's 365 days in between it.
He just changes the cover.
The order of the songs. Yeah.
People just keep buying it. He's like, this is great. So, Nathan, what I've done is I've written a song. We'll go to a song. We'll come back. When we come back, I'm going to play my song. My song is called Egghog.
Egghog. Okay, nice.
So what it's about is, it's about Easter, first of all, because Easter doesn't have a song. I feel like it's underappreciated.
I hope it's not a Christmas song.
I've been writing it all week. It's called Egghog. It's about, you know, when you're a kid at Easter and you just hog all the eggs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because you love chocolate. It's this great holiday where you get heaps of chocolate eggs. So you're an egghog. You just want to hoard them all. You want to keep them to yourself and you don't want to share them. And you just want to eat as many as you can.
Wow, this sounds like a song of my soul.
Yeah, this is. I thought this song would be very close to you.
Yeah.
So when we come back, I'm going to play my Easter song live here in the studio. I've got my guitar. I'm going to play my original song called Egghog.
So we're almost out of here, but first, Jim, something I've been waiting all show for.
Yes, Nath, I feel like Easter is underappreciated as a holiday.
Mm-hmm.
If you compare it to Christmas, what does Christmas have?
So many songs.
All the songs.
Albums.
Too many songs.
Mm-hmm.
So what I've done is I've written a song about Easter. Now, my song is called Egghog.
Yeah.
Because I wrote a song about when I was a child. And when you're a child, what do? You want chocolate Easter eggs.
So you want as many as you can.
Yeah, but then you just want to hog them all and you want to eat them all as soon as you can.
Never share.
That's it. You just shove them in your mouth, just keep eating until you feel sick.
Yes.
Until someone's telling you, hey, stop eating the eggs.
Or you vomit them up.
Making more room. So I've written a song. It's called Egghog. So I'm going to play it live in the studio now. You've never heard it. This is the first time hearing it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, is there anything else, I guess?
I mean, you've got the guitar. I don't have an instrument. I'm even going to turn my mic off.
Yeah, so. Look, you know, maybe towards the end, in the chorus, you can get involved. But maybe just not at the start. Okay?
Sorry, my mic was off. I jumped the gun.
All right, this is Jimmy with Egghog live.
Somebody once told me the bun is going to give me lots of chocolate Easter eggs. I've been waiting for this chalk. Give me eggs, don't give me blocks. Gonna crack those hollow eggs on my forehead.
well. The eggs are coming and they don't start coming. Waiting for the Easter Bunny, bunny better be running. How many eggs can you eat for fun? You tell me it's full and your mom says you're done. So much to do, so much to eat. Gotta have those eggs in my pants, like those cricket cheeks. They'll never know if you don't show up. You'll never share them, it's a no-go. Hey, hey now, you're an egg hog, will you share them? No way. Hey now, you're an egg hog, will you share them? Not today. It's time for us to go. Happy Easter, we hope you enjoyed the show. Get involved, Nate.
Okay.
I said, hey now, you're an egg hog, will you share them? No way. Hey now, you're an egg hog, will you share them? Not today. It's time for us to go. Happy Easter, we hope you enjoyed the show.
Yeah, next week we'll be back Tuesday morning, 6 a.m. on the hammer, as will Alpha Bucks, your chance at winning $1,000. Otherwise, you guys have a fantastic long weekend, a fantastic Easter. Look after yourselves and
hooroo, Hobart.
The Jimmy and Nath catch up. Hobart's Hit 100.9.